Prepare yourself! Prepare yourself!
You're listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. House Play.
Well, now you can forget about going to the amusement park.
Keep it real. Take a red pill.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Coming through with that Crimson RX. This is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. And this is a live show. Live broadcast. I know I usually don't work on Fridays. But we're going to have a little fun today. We're going to try to finish off our drinking game that we tried to do last week. Yes, I usually don't work on Fridays. It's the gift of my religion. And, you know, don't ask me what my religion is, because it's my religion. It's not your religion. It's not anybody else's religion. It's my religion. So don't ask. I ain't got the words to tell you. Anyways, I've got the man Wonder here with me from the band Truth, Will Turbitt. You there?
Yes, I'm here, brother. I'm very excited about this. It's going to be a fun show tonight. We got lit last time. If we were to play the whole clip last time, we would have all... I mean, I don't know how diligent a drinker you are, V, but I know we would have had our stomachs pumped if we were just listening to the whole thing straight. We would have been taking shots every 1.5 seconds, and we would have died. So I'm glad that you faced this out.
I'm not a regular drinker. I had my days when I was a kid, partying. I could drink anybody on the table then. I really don't drink anymore, especially as an adult. Oh, boy. You know, one or two shots of anything, you know, next day I'm regretting it with a headache. So, you know, I'm old. But I can still drink any Russian under the table today. I still hang with the best. So, yeah. I don't know, last time I got through half a bottle, barely buzzed, barely. So I think I could,
I was drinking that terrible peanut butter whiskey. That was disgusting. The remnants of some peanut butter whiskey, it was absolutely disgusting. But I got some Daniel in front of me today, which I'm more optimistic, and I've already had a couple IPAs, so I'm chilling right now.
Yeah, I warmed up with a little bit of cranberry and how do I pronounce this? It's Zolotkabawa. Zolotkabawa.
That's that fancy Polish vodka, right?
Deluxe. It's either Polish or it could be Russian. The shelves are mixed here.
There with us. Are you drinking today, or do you have to take the day off?
By the way, Mike.
Mike just took off for 10 minutes.
Mike is going to be having a little something. If he wants to share, he can share, but I'm not going to throw him under the bus. But I know it's really stormy and really the weather's just jacked there in Austin right now. Power's out. Technically, the power's out at the station. I don't know. I think we might be running up on backup power right now. I know he tried getting someone to the station, and they're like, well, can't get dressed because the power's out. Well, you know, try to get dressed in the dark. I was all like, you know what, you show them the movie Blind Fury with Rutger Hauer. And we started talking about that movie for a while. He's like, yeah. Was that other movie? It was kind of campy. Like, no, it's not campy. Blind Fury is a movie that still holds up today as an action movie. Still holds up today. It's one of the best swordsman samurai movies ever made. I don't think it's been dethroned. yet. That was made back in the 80s. Rutger Hauer plays a Vietnam soldier who got blinded, while he was an American soldier, but blinded in Vietnam, was taken in by some family there in some village in Vietnam, and was basically taught how to operate being a blind person. And once he was able to do that, they gave him a sword and taught him swordsmanship as a blind man. And yeah, that movie is so awesome. I'm not going to do any spoiler alerts, but man, oh man, that sword play is, it's unbeatable. It's even unbeatable by today's standards. So it really holds up. If you've never seen it, download it. I don't know. What do you do at old movies these days? I don't know. I'm a pirater. I pirate. So I'm not ashamed of that.
Who's in Blind Fury? Because I definitely...
Rutger Hauer. The white blonde guy, Rutger Hauer. He's always playing the villain in all the movies. Rutger Hauer.
I'm looking for that. Hold on.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how people get movies, old movies, anymore these days. I know YouTube tries their best to put up, rent this for $6.99. You know, something that's like everybody's already seen before. which is terrible.
I never seen that movie. I'm definitely gonna peep that then, because I've never seen this.
Mike was saying he's never seen it either. How have you guys never seen it?
Yo, somebody next. Do you hear that? That guy yelling. Some guy's just like, I'm in the hood right now. I'm not like in a white boy frat place, and some guy's screaming like, you guys don't hear that? It's pretty crazy. It's intense over here.
Over there in the ghetto.
In the ghetto. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Yeah, you guys, we have to do this boy band real soon, because check it out.
In the ghetto.
In the ghetto. Yeah, you have the low keys there, V.
Yeah. We got to do something like that. Well, you know, I do know that we have a hell of a show for you guys. And I kind of want to dedicate this show to my friend. I'll just say his first name. His name's Daryl. He got me into some things when I was younger that still resonates with me today. We're going to be playing a little Rage Against the Machine today. I know how original, but, you know, it really resonates with what we're talking about today. And he got me into Rage Against the Machine when I was a young, pissed-off teenager. I guess a late teenager. 19, right? It's not a young teenager. It's a late teen. And it resonates with me even more today. So we'll be hearing some of that during the show. But any updates with you on until we get started? Besides being in the ghetto? Well, okay. Well, if not,
I'm here, V-Star. I'm getting distracted because a grown man is screaming. Remember how we're talking about the other day on the Alex Jones show when people call in with their war cry? Literally, somebody is doing that right now, and I'm like half concerned, but because like if I lived out like in a frat area or in a college town, you'd be like, okay, that's nothing. Some guy's just crushing a natty ice against his forehead. And he's like, yeah, but this is the hood we're in right now. And when I hear, man, it almost sounds like those Japanese samurai people that would, you know, like hit themselves in the stomach. It's that kind of yell over and over. So pardon me for being distracted. Plus, I've had a couple IPAs and I'm sipping a little JMO too.
That's kind of like me watching some Evo tournaments, you know, Tekken 7 tournaments, watching dudes just chilling, playing field games, kicking the crap out of each other. I'm in the living room like, yeah!
You know, V, there's a sport. I think you would be the world champion at this sport. It's a sport where it's like mixed martial arts or boxing. So they do one round of boxing or mixed martial arts. I can't recall which. And then after that, they take a break and then they play like three moves of chess and then they go back to boxing and then they go back to chess.
That is you pegged me right there. That's my kind of thing right there. That sounds cool.
Yes, for real. It's the craziest shit. Stuff. Sorry, we're on the air. I do that every once in a while. Sorry, guys. We're 11 minutes and 26 seconds in. Sorry, Mike. Mike's going to come back because he's not even there. He's taking a bathroom break. So 11:26, I'm going to put something in the chat that Will messed up. Sorry, guys.
Well, yeah, and I got a doctor. I got a doctor that swears up and down she can fix me up. If that's the case, I'm really going to go back to the ring. I'm going to go back to doing what I really like to do. If she can fix me up, she swears up and down, I don't need the surgeries, I don't need this, I don't need that. We will see. Yeah, I would love to go into the octagon. I would love to go back into the ring. I'm an undefeated mofo as is, so officially anyhow.
But I've never been defeated either, except for that one time that I got jumped. But besides that,
the time DeGrady beat you up. Don't forget that.
That's true. Oh, he's back, Mike. By the way, I just swore. I put "Hey, I swore" at the time. Sorry, I said the SH word. Sorry, I'm getting loose over here.
And I can't leave you guys alone for 10 minutes.
I know. Guys.
Oh, you know what? I have got to get my shot glass. I'm not even ready.
I already took a shot. I'm going to die. I already took a shot while I was just waiting. So, hey, Mike, so now that you're back, are you here, Mike? Are you drinking or were you not able to do that today? And we're not judging.
No, I can neither confirm nor deny that I will be imbibing.
Yeah.
Fluids. We'll circle back.
We're going to circle back to that one? Okay.
Well, actually, I was just telling Will about Blind Fury. He's never seen it either. So you guys should probably have a little buddy streaming together where you can, talk to each other and watch at the same time. I don't know. It's an epic movie.
I don't know what y'all said about it, but just the point of people having to shut everything down. It's like, imagine being blind. Wow, the lights are out at your house. Pretend you just went blind yesterday. What are you going to do, sit in your bed for 6 weeks? No, you're going to go explore. Get those secondary senses up.
Yeah.
Realize, people always think they have it super bad. Half the world lives off less than $2 a day. There are people that are blind. There are people that have severe facial injuries. There's people that have burns all over their body. There are people that were born obese because of poor decisions that their parents made. And because of that, they will never, quote unquote, find love. So, if you're breathing, you're living, yeah, you got your genitals, you're better than most of the population. So instead of looking at things in a negative light, you need to be thankful for what you have. Jeez, I'm thankful that I wasn't a soldier in Iraq and I had to use depleted uranium, so I came back all messed up. Or, I'm glad I'm not one of the people in Iraq that they started an illegal, unconstitutional war, installed CIA puppets over there, and then they completely destroyed my homeland and they burned my brother alive. People need to start thinking hey, instead of thinking negatively like you're a victim, start thinking, wow, geez, you know what? I don't have to live off $2 a day. I don't have to live in my rickshaw. And the life starts getting a little better and opportunities start opening up.
Yeah, just be glad you weren't born in Gaza or somewhere. And
be glad that no alligator bit off your junk.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
Oh, and for a quick shout out, RBN does have a lot of blind and visually challenged listeners. I mean, obviously, we're audio network, so. Shout out to all those people. Keep on trucking.
Shout outs to everybody. I want to say this too, man. In doing my activism for all these years, I've met so many people that are autistic, that are either neurodiverse or have been messed up as kids, and they're or like socially awkward. They're out there confronting senators and governors. So what's your excuse, right?
Here's to you, Greta Thunberg.
Oh man,
bleeping up my planet.
Oh man.
Hey, she's legal now.
Oh, God. She still looks like she's 8. It's like, get out of here. Go learn how to drive a car or something.
Oh man. I feel so bad because that's an example of parents just straight brainwashing a child into whatever they want. And Greta should be lucky that she only got brainwashed on climate change and that she wasn't saying her parents were saying, "Oh, you're a boy. Let's give you a penis now." You know what I'm saying? Like, she's lucky that she only got rid of her. She got out of her childhood with just climate change, and she didn't have to worry about getting her genitals cut off or taking chemicals and steroids that would change her biology.
Well, her biology doesn't seem to be changing, as Mike says.
Wait, what? What do I say?
Well, you said she still looks like she's 8.
Yeah, dude, it's really disturbing to see a girl that hasn't aged. She's
in the past 10 years.
She's teenager. She hasn't aged in 3 years. What is she on? And maybe her parents like stuff her in a hyperbaric chamber every night or something. And go, "All right, Greta Beast, we're going to keep you very fresh. You will be a child forever. You will be a warrior for the climate. You are the new Joan d'Arc."
We have all the other girls, because they're eating the GMO chicken, that they're developing faster than everybody else. And meanwhile, the boys, they're super effeminate because they've been ingesting the chemicals. But Greta Thunberg has been ineffectual, probably because her Antifa parents have been giving her a strictly vegan-only diet since she was a little kid, so she's never going to develop.
Well, you know what? We might all be sitting here looking like fools when she turns 21. Oh, man, I wish I had gotten a piece of that. I'd be married to Greta Thunberg by now. I don't know. 21 seems to be the magical number for some of these people that we're talking about.
How dare you!
Who knows? But anyways, I know we got to get started here.
Gross.
Into our drinking.
How dare room. You? How dare you?
I'll tell you, if she looks good at 21, I'm going after her. Anyways.
I disavow.
How does a teenager not age a lick in 3 years? It doesn't make sense.
Strictly vegan
here.
Diet, I don't know.
Something's going on.
Isn't she Swiss or something?
Yeah, but still, she should
it's
look
cold
like
up
an
there.
Older Swiss. Maybe that she's in a deep freeze.
Maybe she later, yeah maybe. She cryo man.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's
cryo sleep.
I'm looking at this. How dare you? She looks not.
Little river, cryo.
Load me a little. There's our
front side. Boy band's popping off one of these days. We're going to end the radio. We're going to forget the revolution, man. We're going to be up there with some shiny suits on, getting busy.
I was going to go all Rammstein there for a second, never mind.
21-year-old girls, because they'll all love you because you're being a boy band. Girls don't like the revolutionary. I mean, obviously they like you, but you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the true success. Then when we become a boy band, we can project our information to everybody, because then they'll be
like... Well, see, we talked about you yesterday, Will. Or, no, the day before. It was yesterday. It was Harris. Harris and I were talking about you. We were saying, you know, Will gets to these places. Will gets to these politicians. It's like, how does he get, like, right next to them? You know, if I... where one of his mind controls, I would turn Will into a Manchurian candidate and have him assassinate some of these people because he gets up in their faces. Harris was like, it's because he looks like a young boy that the politicians will allow him to come here.
Oh, man. I missed that whole... I heard what... I had an idea what was going on, but I missed it. It was the... young boy plus politician.
Why do you think I've been able to confront Joe Biden so many times?
I like this guy. I like this kid. What's it? You look
come
good,
over
kid.
Here. Sit on my lap. Let me tell you a story about Corn Pop.
That's a nice beard, kid. Come sit on my lap.
Oh, wow. Hadn't had any shots yet, people. Oh, I'm dying.
I skipped the break. If you're ready, we might need to just jump in here, I guess. I don't know.
Let's just jump in here. All
right. We're right in the middle of this crazy witch, so I'm just going to go right to this, and then we should pop right into the next Rick Scott, I think, is next. Here we go. I know she says it.
We are asking that the Biden administration come forward in a strong statement of support for our closest friend and ally in the Middle East, Israel.
Thank you, Joni. Next is Senator Rick Scott.
Where's Chuck Schumer? Where is he? In 2014, the Democrat Majority Leader, Harry Reid, he led a resolution, a unanimous resolution to support Israel and to condemn Hamas. Where's Chuck Schumer? As you heard Senator Cruz just say, he's nowhere to be seen. He doesn't want to talk about Israel because he's part of the radical left now. He's gone off the deep end. Israel is being bombarded with rockets by a terrorist organization, Hamas. The Democrat Party, the radical left, they've abandoned American principles, and now they're abandoning American allies.
Do we know terrorists? Yeah.
Yeah, are we supposed to stop it every time?
I would just call it up and just pop through.
Israel is the greatest ally we have in the Middle East, the only democracy. And what are the Democrats doing? Well, Joe Biden says he wants to get back in the Iran deal. He wants to give money to the Palestinians. So there's no moral equivalency here. Hamas is doing everything they can to kill Israeli citizens. And how does Israel handle it? They're letting the people of the Gaza Strip know where they're going to bomb so they can get out. So what do we have to do? Biden has to get a backbone. He has to stand up for American allies. He doesn't have a backbone right now. What's he need to do? Stop talking to Iran. State-sponsored terrorism, don't talk to them. Stop giving money to terrorists. Palestinians. And stand up for the greatest ally we have in the Middle East, Israel.
Senator Marsha Blackburn.
I am so pleased to stand here with my colleagues today. When I talk to Tennesseans, they are watching what is happening in Israel with disbelief. They cannot believe that Israel is being encouraged to just strike some kind of ceasefire, to just take the nearly 2,000 rockets that have hit them in the last couple of weeks and say nothing. And the excuse from the left is, well, Hamas isn't a country. But as my colleagues have said, Hamas is a terrorist group. We know that. We know that they're being funded by Iran. We know that their goal is to annihilate Israel. Israel is a sovereign nation. They have a right to self-defense. And it is imperative that we stand with Israel, that we show our support with Israel, that we make certain that through this, our allies know that they are our ally and friend, and our enemies get the message that they are our enemy, and we will come after them when they attack our allies and our friends.
Well, the number one malign actor in the Middle East is Iran. As you've heard, the foremost state sponsor of terrorism, Hamas, is its proxy. It's also been a State Department designated terrorist organization.
Yep. Oh, that's another one. Y'all missed one earlier.
Way that Hamas could stop this conflict, and that is to lay down its arms. But if Israel decided to lay down its arms, there would be no more Israel. So the JCPOA, as you've heard about, the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, was the agreement that the Obama administration entered into that allowed Iran to continue to prepare its nuclear program and did nothing to prevent it from from getting a nuclear weapon. The last thing we ought to tolerate is Iran, the number one state sponsor of terrorism, that wants to wipe Israel off the map and wants to rule over the Middle East. We ought to we have to keep prevent them from getting a nuclear weapon. So this is not that complicated. Israel's being attacked by terrorists, and given the choice by standing by Israel or standing by these terrorists, we stand by Israel.
Jerry Moran.
I can't pour it faster.
Ted, thank you. It's shocking to me to see how much the administration has changed over time in regard to support for Israel. It was a given that whether it was a Republican administration or a Democrat administration, for a long time in our country's history, that we recognize the importance of Israel, our ally, and today we're here because that no longer is evident. We are sending a message first to our own administration, to our colleagues in the Senate, particularly to our Democrat colleagues, that standing with Israel is important. It is important. We are sending a message to the Biden administration that it is important that they do what is morally correct and what is in the best interest of the United States, which is in support of Israel in these difficult and challenging times. And perhaps most importantly, we're sending a message to Israel that the United States can be, will be, a trusted ally as it faces the challenges from Hamas, the terrorist organization masquerading as supporters or providers for the Palestinians. Its primary mission has little to do with the Palestinians, but the destruction of Israel. It's surprising, it's shocking, it's disappointing that it's necessary to do that when this was a given, something our country understood for a long time. And while it's the right thing to do for Israel, it's the right thing to support Israel for the citizens of the United States. This isn't just about a foreign country. This is about whether the United States, in the world we live in, is a trusted ally. It supports its friends. It supports its allies. And that makes it easier and safer, not only for Israel, but it makes it safe and secure for the citizens of the United States. We need friends and allies around the globe as we combat our adversaries, China and others. And if we lose our friends because we never stood by Israel, if the message becomes we are no longer trustworthy to the rest of the world, we damage our own country, our own people's safety and security. Mr. President, Mr. Schumer, Leader Schumer, it's time for all of us to come together and demonstrate we still support, we continue to support our ally, Israel, in its challenging times. Thank you.
I got a comment.
Yeah, let's take a break for comments here.
We got a couple minutes to the break. And how does kicking all the hornets' nests and all the beehives and then shoving them all, like relocating into more and more concentrated areas, how does that solve the problem of terrorism? Don't drink. For the United States of America and its interests abroad. I mean, they're just fomenting the violence and the hatred and the. How do people defend that?
The thing is, though, the irony of the situation, the word terrorist. The definition of terrorist is a person who rules by fear. What are these people doing? They're making us scared of someone else giving them power to rule. Yeah, to make classic, decisions for us.
Classic projection.
So these are the real terrorists. These are your terrorcrats. You have your technocrats, you have your terrorcrats. The GOP, right now, as it stands, is your terrorcrats.
I don't hear any Palestinians saying they're afraid of their government. Okay, occasional criticism of Hamas or the PLO, but I don't hear them. They're not living in fear from their government like we do here.
Exactly. I want to get more into that when we come back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Yeah, I'm not going to drink for that. All right. This is the Red Pill Hardcore. And we're playing a little bit of a drinking game here. It got heavy there for a second there. It was one right after the other. I couldn't pour them fast enough. How many times they say the word terrorist or terrorism. And I just want to say, if they are such bad people over there, where is the depiction? Because, you know, I'm expecting us to have some Edward Bernays stand-in drawing some Disney pictures of the villain right now for us. Who do these people, what do they look like? I mean, everybody they're killing over there looks the same, from the farmers to the supposed terrorists. You know? So who are these terrorists? I want a mugshot one picture of each and every one of these people, since their intel is so great. I want a picture of each and every one of these suspected, at least suspected terrorists, because I'm going to tell you right now, I watched some information. I watched some videos about the Australians who put cameras on their special units, and it showed them executing farmers left and right. Sergeants giving out the orders to their privates, kill him. Kill that person. Privates eager. Hey, Sarge, can I kill him? Just going over there committing genocide. None of these people have been suspected or accused. These soldiers just coming onto farmland. They'll take their motorcycles and run them off cliffs. You know, run their donkeys off the cliffs. Destroy whatever they can. They're laughing about it. And this Australian intelligence officer whistleblowing on all of this stuff. Forcing these people to give up the camera feeds for proof. Who are the terrorists? Okay. I want to swing back into the meat of the show here. So let's go ahead and get right into it. Go ahead, Mike.
Mike Lee.
There's a lot of complexity in international relations. We can draw sometimes from the movie Princess Bride, or a couple of rules were set down. Never fight a land war in Asia, and don't engage in a battle of wits with a Sicilian where life is on the line. If the movie The Princess Bride were released today rather than in 1987, they might add a couple of other rules. Never legitimize or fund an international terrorist organization, and don't legitimize regimes that in turn support terrorist organizations. I think it's important for us to draw those lines today. At a moment when we've seen thousands of rockets being fired by Hamas into Israel. Now, these rockets, as they're being fired in, they raise a couple of questions. What are their targets? Basically, any person in Israel. Their purpose? To rain destruction and terror on the people of Israel. That's it. And so, in those moments, we can't pretend as if these are completely moral equivalents on both sides of these. When you have thousands of rockets being fired into Israel, Israel has a right to defend itself. In fact, that sentence is almost a direct quote from a statement that President Biden made just a few days ago, last week, I believe. Israel does have a right to defend itself when it's got thousands of rockets raining in on it, being fired in from Hamas.
Bottle rockets.
This does raise the question of why and in what ways are we legitimizing or in some cases even funding Hamas. It also raises important questions as to why on earth the Biden administration would ever want to legitimize Hamas's sponsor, the regime in Iran, by reopening talks regarding the JCPOA in Vienna or anywhere else. We shouldn't be legitimizing that. This really is disturbing and ought to be disturbing. Regardless of one's political affiliation or partisan leanings, this is a basic issue involving the right of a group of people to exist, a group of people whose very identity and right to live in peace and harmony is being threatened and challenged and directly attacked by thousands and thousands of rockets. So don't fund Hamas, don't legitimize Hamas, don't legitimize those who fund Hamas. And yes, that does mean Iran.
I want to thank Mike for a spectacular Princess Bride reference and note that for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to be supporting Hamas terrorists over Israel should
Ted,
be
Ted
in
Camel toe Harris.
Tom Ted Cotton. Busted one. Ted busted one there.
Breaking news. House Democrats.
Tom Cotton. Terrorists over Israel should be inconceivable.
Yes.
Tom Cotton. Hamas terrorists over Israel.
There you go.
Oh, wow.
He snuck one in.
Okay.
Breaking news. House Democrats have introduced a resolution to block military resupply to Israel. Think about it. House Democrats like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Rashida Tlaib want to prevent a resupply to Israel, the only Jewish nation in the world, when it's under terror attack by Hamas. Oh. Joe Biden needs to stand up and reject this radical anti-Israel proposal. But Joe Biden's been rapidly caving to the left this week. He started out by saying he supports Israel's right to defend itself. Then it became he supports a ceasefire. Then his aide said, well, he talked really tough to Benjamin Netanyahu. Today he said he expects a significant de-escalation from Israel. Joe Biden pretty soon is going to be supporting a resolution to block arms sales to Israel. What he needs to say is that he expects Iran and Hamas to stop terrorizing the people of Israel, and the people of Israel can expect the United States to stand with them all the way until Hamas is destroyed.
Push them into the sea.
Several months ago, the Biden administration started negotiating again with Iran to be able to re-engage with these nuclear conversations on the JCPOA. In the meantime, Iran has started accelerating their production of oil, selling it out to China, putting it in storage in China,
Accelerate the production of oil. Who's this gentleman? Who's speaking right now?
The United States to stand with them all the way until Hamas is destroyed.
James Lankford.
The first person in the entire ensemble
said
there.
Said the quiet part out loud.
The first person in the entire ensemble to say what this is really about. The production of oil. Okay? But, I mean, I'm glad somebody said it, at least.
Hey, that's oil. That's our oil. We pay for it. We steal it fair and square.
Stole it fair and square?
Fair and square.
We committed genocide. Well, fair and square.
You lost.
To take that oil.
You lost.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Okay, let's go ahead.
Thanks, Ted. So several months ago, the Biden administration started negotiating again with Iran to be able to re-engage with these nuclear conversations on the JCPOA. In the meantime, Iran has started accelerating their production of oil, selling it out to China, putting it in storage in China, continuing to be able to expand what they're doing to be able to put oil in the gray market. This would not have happened just months ago, but this administration is now allowing Iran to be able to run. They're looking at reducing sanctions on the Iranian regime that emboldens Hamas, that continues to do a line of funding to the terrorists that are there in Gaza that are actually devastating the entire region. So what is happening directly with this administration is destabilizing the region. Just months ago, they were talking about peace breaking out in the Middle East and having the Abraham Accords and all that was happening with so many nations engaging, and now there's disengagement and chaos in the process. We stand with Israel. That is a clear position for the United States and for the United States government. That is the strongest negotiating position that we should have, is to say we stand with them. And when this administration says, well, we think we stand with them or we partially stand with them, it sends a signal to everyone in the region to undercut, and it stirs this chaos that's in the region. We need to speak clearly that we want to oppose terrorism in the region. This shouldn't be a difficult thing. How hard is it for an administration to say we oppose terrorism? That should be a simple statement to be able to make. We oppose terrorism, and we want peace in the region.
Whoa.
So let's work to stop terrorism in the region and get us back to a position of negotiating
peace.
Dan Sullivan.
So I think it's clear from this press conference, we stand with Israel. The American people stand with Israel. That's clear. But something else that's clear, and the context is very important here, is where Israel withdrew from Gaza. And in return, they're having over 3,000 missiles raining down on their civilians. Think about that precedent. They withdraw from Gaza.
Listen.
In return, 3,000 missiles raining down on their civilians.
Can we pause it? Listen. I have seen, you know, I've seen family vacation videos. I've seen so many pictures. Israel is such a hot spot for tourism. I have seen how pristine Israel is. I've been watching documentaries on how they're building businesses all across Israel. Israel is pristine. You want to talk about some of the most gorgeous buildings in the world you've ever seen? It's a hot vacation spot. They have all that coastal land. Israel is pristine. Look at the surrounding neighbors of Israel. You have devastated cities. The population and themselves are decimated. And I hate people who use that term loosely. You can't just devastate someone. You can't just decimate someone. Excuse me. You can't just... The terminology for decimate, you have a decimal. You have a tenth. Every time there is a strike against a country, they decimate the population. I'm talking about a tenth of the population has become homeless or dead. Decimate.
I would say they leave a tenth of the population there. And it's all Israel.
Well, there's that 90% argument. There is that 90% argument.
This kind of like reminds me of bi-weekly. Does that mean twice a month or twice a week?
You're absolutely right. There is that argument for that definition to leave only a tenth of the population. But really, when you're counting beans and you're counting from 1 to 90, you're only going to have stacks of tens. You're not going to have a full 100 to leave a 90. So that's why that definition comes first, is to take a tenth, to easily take a tenth. You can decimate somebody over and over and over again till there's no tens to count. So I'm glad you brought that up, Mike. So intelligent. That is the argument for that very definition. I've gone through that with people many times. So every time they do an airstrike, every time they want to do a raid, or every time there's a new pipeline to build, they decimate that population. They scatter like roaches. Whoever's there. You have these buildings, neighborhoods that, I mean, I make fun of Detroit sometimes, and I pray for Detroit, but at least the abandoned skyscrapers are still intact. Okay? These buildings, I mean, it looks like something out of, like, off-world, out-world of Star Wars. Desert planet that's been destroyed by war. I mean, you can only inspire what these people draw in these movies from reality. Art imitates life in the other way around. It is, but Israel, I can tell you, is pristine. 3,000 missiles coming down, raining upon Israel. I don't see it. That's propaganda. That is propaganda. When you have the 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 nations surrounding Israel, where you don't want to step into a building because you're afraid it's going to collapse on top of you. There are no complete walls around you. It infuriates me how it. Why do we need politicians? to color the world for us? Don't we have drone operators? Can't we just get a league of journalists with drones that are protected by the First Amendment to fly where the hell they want and give us the real deal? Give us the real picture of what's going on? Journalists, get your drones. Give us the pictures. Give us the video. There should be fleets of protected. I mean, because warfare is hell. And I understand, warfare is not exactly a fair... It's not a fair situation to be in. But you can't sit and spit false propaganda telling the world that you're under such heavy attack. And you're sitting on the beach sipping pina coladas on this gorgeous real estate while there are literally starving children in the neighboring countries that don't have any complete buildings. There's no food. When you have to arm your children in warfare, that means your culture, your country, is under threat of genocide. They're not barbarians, people. These are human beings. These are human beings whom are trying to survive, trying to preserve their way of life. The day I hand my son or any of my offspring a gun means that I have failed as a protector. My life is forfeit. That has serious implications. That has serious implications. And people just scoff. They arm, over in Africa, they arm their children with assault rifles. Africa is under threat of genocide. No, the Middle East, they arm their children with bombs. They are under threat of genocide. What else are you going to do?
Yeah, what about when they compare the Palestinians usually taking a picture with their child all dressed up and with a gun? Like, oh, looks like a southern idiot conservative. Actually, let me adjust my voice. Looks like a southern idiot conservative. What a loser! These losers. What does this remind you of? Bible Belt. You know, you got people in the South usually with their Bible and their gun, and it'll be like a woman, you know, and she's actually.
I have heard I've heard the connection of hillbilly. Oh, you know, they have sex with the goats. Oh, so do hillbillies. Oh, I've heard that connection, which is, well, freaking stupid.
Luthered. Look at these luthered. They live in places that aren't smelling like urine and sour milk. These luthered. You should move to New York City where it's real life, and you can make $15 an hour, but it costs $20 an hour to live here. We need universal basic income immediately. Immediately. Like Will was saying, come on, yeah, $2 to, you know, $2 US to live, but it costs 50 cents a day. You might make $2 US a day versus here where it's like it costs you $20 an hour, 8 hours a day to survive, and people are crying about 15. Yeah, well, it's $20 an hour to survive in San Francisco, and you also have to hopscotch around turds going down the street, as Snoop would say, and... Good luck. Maybe you should join the Poop Patrol. You'll make plenty of money. 100K a year. Set. You get your studio. You get your 200 square foot studio. And you can probably live there for 10 years and have, you know, maybe a baby or two. 1.5 children and maybe 0.5 pets. It'll be fine. A couple of cats.
If I had my way, I'd have a very small protectorate state that just protects itself. It's nothing but a conglomeration of independent media, the media that has that's recognized by the UN. No one wants to touch these people under any circumstances. And we'd have a very small country of people who are just journalists. We fly our drones across the world. We'd essentially be our own intelligence agency, sure. Possibly, you know, with the people that have the right makeup, you know, real independent journalists. There's enough independent journalists around the world. There's at least a million of us. We could populate an island and have enough resources that are paid to us via taxes and things like that. I mean, why pay taxes to the government that wants to kill you? Pay some taxes to an entity that wants to give you nothing but the truth.
Is little Saint whatever on the market? Little Saint.
Well, you know,
Saint Epstein's Island. What is that?
Yeah, turn pedophile island into a journalist island. Yeah,
that looks like plenty of room for some drone launch pads, maybe some rocket pads.
I mean, I'm telling you.
Can we put a small protected airfield
by international law, Geneva Convention, cannot shoot down this drone. So.
Yeah,
we fly these drones across the world and get the real story.
Impartial observers. You know, if Switzerland can, you know, make you have guns and take care of their stuff and somehow remain neutral in the middle of a world war, in the middle of the theater of that said world war, then I think you can definitely – this sounds like a really great idea. And, you know, I don't know if they let you fly with your drone. Like, do you have to – does that go into – checked baggage, or do you have to carry that on?
That goes across the world, protected. I don't know, by something other than Interpol.
We'll talk to Virgin and SpaceX.
I'm talking about.
Branson and Musk will probably, they'd be like, yeah, we're on board. You on board, Eli? I think I'm on board with that. That sounds like a good idea. We'll do that. All right. This is a whole new era in statehood here. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, because Interpol is corrupt as hell. I have a whole episode on that one. I don't want to sidetrack here, but we're gonna go commercial break, guys.
Will, wake up, Will.
Will's being quiet. Are you in a drunken sleep right now?
There he is.
I'm right here.
All right, we'll be back, guys, and stay tuned because there's more. Stay tuned.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.